Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jesse in Boston.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, most people, when they say they're from Boston, they don't mean Boston. They mean someplace near Boston. Where are you from?
I'm originally from New Hampshire, but in the moment, I'm currently in the heart of Boston.
Really?
I am.
Well, what do you do there?
I am a project manager at a textbook publisher.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, are you doing textbooks for little kids or big kids or college kids?
College kids.
College kids. So this is the complicated stuff.
Yeah, the hard stuff.
Yeah, these are the books that cost like $100 and the kids are forced to buy them.
Yep, and I do the online ones so they can't sell them back.
Ha, 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 ha. That is a great business.
Yeah,
Well, welcome to our show, Jesse. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jesse's topic?
The arc of history bends toward justice, and sometimes justice is kind of dumb.
This week, our panelists are going to read you three stories of new rights being fought for and won. Guess the true story, and you will win Carl's voice on your answering machine or voicemail. Ready to play?
Sounds good.
First, let's hear from Maz Jobrani.
6 years ago, police in England tried to prosecute Oxford student Sam Brown. The offense? One night after drinking a little too much, Mr. Brown approached a mounted officer and said, "Excuse me, do you realize your horse is gay?" Yeah. Now, I can't imagine anyone has a problem with a horse being gay or straight or even pretending to have a fake girlfriend. But according to Section 5 of the Public Order Act, it's illegal to insult a police animal, and police press charges. They also slapped a fine on a 16-year-old in Newcastle who dared to say, "Woof!" to a police dog. Well, fear no more, immature Brits. That law has now been amended, and you can freely go about calling horses gay with abandon. The law is on your side. Simon Calvert, the Reform Section 5 campaign director, said, "This is a victory for free speech. People of all shades of opinion have suffered at the hands of Section 5. He then turned to a police horse standing next to him and said, "So, are you gay?"
You can now publicly insult all kinds of things in Britain, including police horses, thanks to the repeal of a repressive law. Your next story of freedom, sweet freedom, comes from Amy Dickinson.
The issue of prayer in school took a new twist last week when an upstate New York school board voted to allow a student to worship her Lord and Savior, pop star Justin Bieber. Sophomore Isabel Richards said she was listening to Bieber's latest album called Believe when she felt a religious calling to take her fan worship to a new level. She set up a shrine in her locker full of Biebernalia where she practices her religion, Bieberism. She holds services Tuesdays and Thursdays during third period study hall and offers communion with 5-hour energy drink and Oreos. We're not saying he's the God, we're saying he's like, oh my God.
The student wins the right to worship Justin Bieber as she sees fit. Your last story of somebody fighting for their rights and winning comes from Roy Blunt Jr.
No one has a right to shout fire in a crowded theater. But this week we learned that we do have the right, at least in California, to make fart noises in a crowded elevator. Even in extreme circumstances. Herbie Goss, a 24-year-old messenger, was one of 8 people in a Sacramento elevator last year when it stalled between the 12th and 14th floors. Wee-oo, the passengers were thinking, and then they began to hear various versions of issuing at random intervals from, they began to figure out, a straight-faced Herbie. Over an hour later, when the elevator got working again, passengers demanded that Herbie be arrested, claiming that his sound effects had caused near panic. Indeed, Herbie was charged with disturbing the peace, and a Sacramento County Appeals Court upheld his conviction. But last week, the state Supreme Court overturned it, ruling that Herbie had just been trying to relieve the tension. And that fart noises were a form of speech in no way intrinsically destructive. To prove his point, the judge let a real ripper himself from the bench. And then invoked the age-old principle, qui fragrat prodat. He who smelt it, dealt it.
All right. C. So here are your choices. From Maz Jobrani, thanks to the repeal of a law in the UK, you can now insult police animals and a lot of other things without fear of reprisal. From Amy Dickinson, a student in upstate New York, wins the right to worship her personal idol, Justin Bieber. Or from Roy Blunt Jr., thanks to an enlightened judge in California, it's perfectly fine to make fart noises in a crowded elevator for hours at a time. Which of these is the real story of a freedom fought for and won?
Ooh, I think I'm going to go with the gay horse.
I got a nickel for every time I said that.
And where are you going to go with the gay horse? You're going to go with Maz's story of now it's legal to call a horse gay. That's your choice?
Yes.
All right, we spoke to someone who had an opinion about the real story.
It was previously illegal to say woof to a police dog in the UK. That law is in the country.
So you got it right. That was Jeff Meyer, publisher of Police Canine Magazine, expressing his incredulity that saying woof to a dog could ever be illegal. But you were correct. Maz had the true story. You've won a point for him, and you've won our contest. Carl Castle, we'll record a greeting on your home voicemail. Well done.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.